710 ESPN's Verizon Wireless Lakers line is on the air. 877-710 ESPN. The Verizon Wireless Lakers line is brought to you by
Morongo Casino Resort. Come stay and play. MorongoCasinoResort.com.
Care More Medical. Help more, heal more, care more. It's what we do. Visit CareMore.com today.
Roger Dunn Golf Shops, the world's largest golf supermarkets. RDGolf.com.
Metro PCS, $40 period. Unlimited talk, text, web. Never sign a contract. $40 period. Metro PCS, unlimited yourself.
Hollywood Park Casino, the best place to play in L.A. Play HPC.com.
U.S. Bank, proud broadcast sponsor of Lakers basketball. Light up the lines. We're talking Lakers. Live from the ESPN Zone at LA Live. Here are 710 ESPN's Brian Long and A. Martinez.
Odom inbounds to Fisher, and that will do it. The Lakers here in San Antonio begin a long road trip with an emphatic win. They do it behind a masterful performance from Ron Artest, both ends of the floor. Final score, the Lakers 92. And the Spurs 83.
And Ron Artest did get it done tonight. So much for the Ron Artest not fitting in. Where does Ron Artest fit in the grand scheme of things? Well, he showed it tonight. He was unbelievable on the defensive end. Finished with 16 points offensively, 5 steals, 8 rebounds. A. Martinez, I don't know what more you could ask from him.
No, it was a pretty perfect night, not only for Ron Artest, but the entire Laker team. What a way to start off the road trip. Now you've won 7 in a row. And the one game on this trip that many people thought would be the loss, if even by most optimistic accounts saying 4-1, now you've got a possibility of running off a very long winning streak against an impressive group of teams. This isn't like the winning streak they were on before against sub-500 teams. These are legitimate playoff teams they're going up against.
And, A, you can look at this tail of the tape from the first half to the second half, and it's not too hard to figure out why and how they won this game. They won this game because they ratcheted up the defensive intensity. That's how this game was won. San Antonio would go on runs. The Lakers would start their own spurts and claw into their lead. It was when they started getting stops late in that third, into the fourth quarter, they started to pick up the intensity on the defensive side that really started paying dividends on the offensive side.
Yeah, and all that was looking pretty shaky in the first quarter and into the second quarter. It looked like the Lakers were not in this game because of the emotion that the Spurs certainly brought to this one. I think this game meant a lot more to the Spurs than it did to the Lakers in that the Spurs are trying to hold on to whatever they have left of the Spurs dynasty, and a win against the Lakers would be symbolic that, hey, they're back. They're right in the thick of things with the Lakers. They're at their same level. And the Lakers, man, in that second half, especially in that third quarter, just decided to slap them down and said, look, your time is over.
Well, and it really started with Ron Artest, and we can all beat this around 10 ways to Sunday. Plaschke wrote the article today in the LA Times. There's been some tweet wars going back and forth between Ariza and Artest and who's better and who fits in. Well, tonight was the reason they brought Ron Artest to be here. Not really to play a Toronto team, not to play a Memphis team. They brought him in to be able to match up against playoff caliber teams. Tonight, he did exactly what he needed to do, and this Laker team fed on it. It's the Verizon Wireless Lakers line brought to you by America's largest 3G network. It means you can do more in more places. Go to VerizonWireless.com or visit a Verizon Wireless communication store to learn more. I thought one of the interesting points in this game, and you mentioned, A, it's really the disparity between the first and second half. Scoring-wise, in the first half, it looked as though it was going to be a bad night. Pau Gasol just could not get it going, and one of the only bright spots early on was a jumper he had over McDice.
Gasol catches a bounce, turns against McDice, left high post, jab stepping. Gasol shoots and hits.
Man, if he's got that little mid-range shot all day, because McDice is not going to bother that shot.
And he rounded into form. It was a terrible first few parts of the game there for Gasol, but 10 points considering how he started, 12 rebounds, also a couple of block shots and a steal. The turnover still a little too many there, 5 for Gasol, a guy who really, I don't understand, his having trouble with that, not only lately, but almost all season long. But, you know, when you win, it's not magnified. It's not something that, it's something you touch on, and it's not something necessarily that you dwell on. So luckily they got the win so that people won't be banging on Gasol all night long.
Well, I tell you who was unbelievable. George Hill was 8 of 14, 21 points, had 4 assists, four rebounds. He was unstoppable tonight for the guards of the Lakers, and he got after it from behind the arc.
Left corner, Hill shoots an open three and hits again. Hill is hurting the Lakers early. He's got 12 points, and the Lakers down seven.
Hill's giving L.A. some Hill Street blues.
I will tell you what, the real story of this game, although Artest is going to be your VIP, he will end up being tonight's very important player. It really is about Lamar Odom tonight. Lamar was kind of the glue for this entire team tonight, held this team in, finished with 19 points. He was 8 of 18, 13 rebounds. I mean, you run down the stat line, 2 assists tonight, 1 block. He really was the guy before Artest ratcheted it up in the second half that held this Laker team in.
And of the Laker players to get significant minutes in this game, Lamar Odom's the only one without a turnover.
Yeah, he had a big night tonight. Action in the second. Gasol started to kind of find himself.
Lakers inbound. Gasol has it low left. Faces against Duncan. Gasol jab-stepping mid-post left. Shot clock down to 5 seconds. Gasol backs him down. Steps middle. Jump hook is in.
There you go.
Just his second basket tonight, and the Lakers within 4 points.
Just didn't have it tonight in terms from the offensive standpoint. Was 4 of 11. Didn't get it going. But I tell you what, we've talked about it. We talked about it, and late in the fourth quarter, it was really all about Ron Artest.
Hill, right wing, McDice, pump fake, knocked out of his hands. Artest is steal, barrels to the basket, extends and drops it in with a left hand. And in the blink of an eye, the Lakers with their biggest lead, 82-74.
He's having some big games against the right kind of opponents. And that's what you brought him in for, right? Look, he can maybe be flaky in a couple of other areas, maybe in a couple other games, but against the right people, and I'm trying to just remember his games, Brian. It
Boston.
Seems like, yeah, the right time right. He steps up.
He was brought in to play big against the Carmelo Anthonys, the Paul Pierces. What he was able to do tonight is he finally got it going. This team feeds off his defense, and it was really Kobe in the corner with the dagger three.
Lakers have a 10 to shoot. Bryant left hash mark. Double team. Pass deflected, taken by Gasol. Gasol left elbow, gives to Kobe. Wide open corner three. Got it! It's an 11-point Lakers lead. Timeout San Antonio.
And Kobe turned around and gave David Robinson a little wink.
The Lakers do win tonight, 92-83. Lakers line brought to you in part by Hollywood Park Casino. It's the best place to play in L.A. Visit playhpc.com to register for the next 710 ESPN Poker Tournament, and you could win a seat in the 2010 World Series of Poker. When we get back, your phone calls, your reactions tonight as the Lakers able to put their foot on the gas, keep this winning streak going as now they continue on this very long road trip for this Laker team. He's Jay Martinez, and I'm Brian Long. You're listening to the Verizon Wireless Lakers Line on 710 ESPN Sports Radio for L.A.
710 ESPN's Verizon Wireless Lakers Line, live from the ESPN Zone at L.A. Live. 877-710-ESPN. Here are Brian Long and Jay Martinez.
That was, I thought, your best defensive quarter as a team all season long. You with the block shots, Artest with the steals. You agree?
Definitely one of the best, for sure. We're really active defensively. We were able to lock them up and get a lot of stops. That's what it's about.
What changed from the first half, which they dominated, to the second half, which was all Lakers?
I think we settled down a little bit. We came in with a lot of excitement, but at the same time, we had to settle down, make sure we executed well, and we didn't make too many mistakes. They got going in the first half. George Hill had a tremendous first half. Ginobili had a very good first half. So once that we stopped that and we were able to control the pace of the game, I think we did very well.
Offensively, you struggled a little bit tonight. You weren't your typical self, but you made an imprint on the game with your defense. Was that a conscious effort? Were you thinking, my shots aren't going in, I got to do something?
Absolutely. When one aspect of the game is not working out for you, you got to make sure you're still contributing in different ways. Whatever that way is, you got to find it, and you got to make sure you work at it.
Last thing for you, Ron Artest has taken some criticism, really only because he's a new guy, and he came here this year. Is this the type of thing you were expecting when Artest signed up for the Lakers this year?
He's given us games like this before. We just got to get him to do it a little more consistently, but it is true. It's a little bit unfair. It's a tough position that he's in. We expect a lot out of him, everybody expects a lot out of him. Obviously, we won a championship without him. We want to win a championship with him. And it's a tough position for him. But I think he'll be all right. He's playing well now, and we want to play well the rest of the way.
And that was the Pau Gasol with John Ireland from KCAL 9. And tonight, Artest, under 37 minutes, 16 points, 5 of 11, really did it on the defensive side. I'm Brian Long, EJ Martinez. This is the Verizon Wireless Lakers line live from the ESPN Zone at LA Live.
And we were talking before about how it seems like in our memory, Ron Artest just comes up big in the big games. So, you know what, to me, from now on, if this is how it's going to be with Artest, this looks like this guy's in playoff mode.
Well, remember, he is a veteran, too, and he understands that you don't need to expend yourself out in the regular season. A win's a win's a win in the regular season, but it really counts in the playoffs.
Or in playoff-type games in the regular season.
And he's starting to dial himself up. Lakers Line brought to you in part by Care More Medical. Help more, heal more, care more. It's what we do. Visit caremore.com today for information on your health care needs. Let's go to Sherman Oaks. And Mike, you're on the Verizon Wireless Lakers Line. How you doing?
Good evening, Brian. Good evening, A. How you doing tonight?
Very good, man.
Let's not be patting these Lakers on the back too much. And at the same time, congratulations. It's a road win in a very hostile environment with a seasoned and aging team. I mean, that's the truth about San Antonio. And a team without Tony Parker playing right now. But Artest did step up and had a game that the Lakers did get him for as well, but he's still not shooting threes that we had hoped he would shoot a little higher percentage, right or wrong.
Right. He was 1 of 5 tonight, so he wasn't exactly blistering up the net from behind the arc. But, Mike, to be sure, it really isn't about what he did offensively, the 16 points. It's what he did defensively tonight.
You're absolutely right. But these Lakers, our Lakers, cannot be patting themselves on the back. They have a road trip. They have the rest of the season, and they have the playoffs. Now, this is the city of champions. Making it to the playoffs, that doesn't work. Maybe for the Clippers, that works.
Yeah, they're not. I don't think, though, Mike. I don't sense at all that this team has any of that sort of feeling that, oh, we've accomplished something. It's quite the contrary. It's very businesslike. All they keep talking about, and you heard in that soundbite with Pau Gasol, it's about consistency. Consistency from Artest, consistency from the team. They got to go out and play defense the way they play defense from the third quarter, halfway through the third quarter and on, because that's how they're going to win a championship.
And let's bring up the topic that dominated the conversation during Lakers Zone last night, and that was the bench. How is the bench going to respond? 20 points for the bench. Not bad, not great. You'd ideally maybe want a little bit more, but...
Well, do you want to take that 19 from Odom and drop it on the bench?
I'm getting to that in that look what the starters did. With the exception of Derek Fisher, the starters got the job done. The starters won this game, and it really didn't have that much to do with the bench.
All right,
and you were so scared that the bench was going to be this team's doom.
Right, but look, let me go ahead and take your argument and spin it around a little bit. Pau Gasol had a horrible shooting night.
Sure.
All right, 10 points. So take that 19 and say that Bynum's going to get 15. Is that fair? That's what his season average is. Let's say he gets 15. And let's take that 19 that Odom got tonight and drop that back on the...
But that wouldn't have been there.
That's absolutely not true.
No, there's no way you can assume that with Bynum in there that Lamar would have had the same exact game.
Well, but I can assume that Lamar would at least play a season average.
But what's more likely? That with Bynum in there, a healthy Bynum in there, that Lamar would have the exact same game, 19 points, 13 rebounds, or that his numbers would take a little bit of a hit?
The point is...
No,
what I'm saying, the point is, let's just say that you're right and split the difference. Let's say that there's 10 or 12 more points out there in the ether, either coming from what Odom would do typically on any given night, or what Bynum would do. The reality is, where they're at scoring tonight at 93, you're probably going to have to add realistically 12 points to that, which puts them at like 104 on a game. So my point is, it does affect them.
No, it doesn't. I'm just pointing out to you exactly. Look, without Odom on the second unit, the bench and what they did really didn't figure into this game as much as it was the four out of the five starters that had that had decent games.
All right,
that's what made the difference.
You just
said 20 with the bench.
But wait a minute, you just said 20 points from the bench.
Yeah.
Without Odom, and we both conceded that Bynum, realistically, let's just go on his average and say he's 15 points. So let's back off what Odom did at 19 and say he's going to score 12. I think that's fair. I think his average is right around there. Now you just scored, your bench just scored 32 points
but
for your bench.
But then Farmar may not have that those numbers. See, you're trying to conveniently fit that square peg in like with a circular, some kind of circular insertion there.
I will pound that thing
it's
into
impossible.
That hole.
It's impossible. The point is that the bench and Lamar Odom's lack of presence on the bench had nothing to do with tonight's game as much as it had to do with starters getting the job done.
I won't go that far. Lakers Line brought to you in part by Metro PCS, A. Martinez. $40 period, unlimited talk, text, web. What you see is what you pay. That means $40 includes all taxes and regulatory fees. You never sign a contract. $40 period. Another reason Metro PCS is wireless for all. Metro PCS, unlimited yourself. We will step aside, come back. More phone calls to come. Also, we'll get more post-game reaction tonight as the Lakers handle their business, continue on with this road winning streak as they are now 92-83, but more road games ahead. He's A. Martinez, and I'm Brian Long. It's the Verizon Wireless Lakers Line, live from the ESPN Zone at LA Live on 710 ESPN Sports Radio for LA.
Live from the ESPN Zone at LA Live, this is 710 ESPN's Verizon Wireless Lakers Line. Here are Brian Long and A. Martinez.
Ginobili dribbles left, checked by Shannon Brown. Ginobili sizes him up, attacks down the paint, open to crowd, swatted by Benga. Bogans the loose ball, then passes inside, intercepted by Odom. Up the floor to Farmar to the basket, and slams it in with two. And the Lakers within 5 points.
Lakers win tonight 92-83. Lakers Line brought to you in part by Saboba Casino. Text the word Saboba to 40705 for a chance to win $710 in free slot plays. Saboba Casino, where winning is just the beginning. Let's go to Solomon, who's been holding Lake Balboa as the next stop. Solomon, you're on the Verizon Wireless Lakers Line. How are you?
I'm good, guys. Thanks for taking my call. You know, it's so funny because I wrote a letter to the Times in response to Bill Plaschke, and I kind of said, why don't you just lighten up on our test, because I don't want him to explode and, you know, go nuts in the locker room or something, right? Well, guess what? I kind of take it back, because whatever he said, it worked. So hey, I'm fine. I'm good with it, you know?
Well, and some of this, so Solomon, I think is being overblown, Plaschke's comments and the tweet war. I think a lot of this is maybe being overlooked, that now there's a little more space down there and there's a bigger spotlight on the defensive intensity that Ron Artest is expected to bring every night. When Bynum is in the game, they're much bigger, they're much more plotting. He's out of the game. Artest just went at it tonight. They had to get some defense. It had to come from somewhere, and that's what he did.
Yeah, that's an interesting observation. You know, I did say let's hold off. You know, the jury is out until we see how he plays in playoff games or playoff light games, which is a playoff team like San Antonio. So it's interesting that kind of took the cue, or at least was kind of making my point. But I also wanted to just comment about the Lakers in general tonight. What a great game! What a nicely balanced game. When you win and Gasol has only 10 points, that's a really good sign. John Ireland was giving some stat like when he's 20 points or over, they're 18-3. So for him only to have 10 points and the Lakers still win. In response, one more comment, if you don't mind, to comments about our Odom being inconsistent. Well, look, we all know that. We've been through this for how many years? But when he's on, like tonight, he's unstoppable. He is a rebounding machine, and at 6'10", I still call him a human mismatch in the NBA.
And it's inconsistent, though, because of whatever the team needs that moment. I think people get – and I'm starting to – it's starting to dawn on me, Brian, that, okay, so Lamar Odom will score 15 points one night, then he'll score 6 the next night but have 12 rebounds. Or one night it'll be the opposite. And I think – the inconsistency is actually not necessarily a bad thing, because it's consistent production, just inconsistent categories. And he just kind of molds himself to whatever the team needs for that night.
Well, there's no doubt about it. He looks very good running with the first unit. I mean, the theory that you need him coming off the second unit is because he gives you a viable person to run the offense through. Doesn't mean he's always taking the shot, but a viable person to set up the offense, to get in position for second chance points and rebounds. He brings all that to the table, but man, hey, I mean, when you see him run with the first unit, and look, this was an off night for Pau Gasol. He's not going to play at a 4-11, 10-point pace. It's just not going to happen. When you see it, you start to go, man, I mean, the flexibility and versatility that Phil Jackson has with this unit can cause is going to cause some serious problems for people.
Well, this is Lamar Odom's role, just to break it down in a little bit of a nutshell, when he comes in with the second unit. He comes in and right away has a plan on what the team needs. So, okay, they're getting out rebounded. I'm 6'11". I'm going to go out there and use my body and start rebounding. They need some scoring. He's got the ability to score. He also has the skills of a point guard. So if the team needs the offense to get set up, he can do that too. That's the uniqueness of Lamar Odom that really no other team, or maybe not many other teams in the NBA have. But on the starting unit, he gets to just be himself and apply himself wherever he sees fit, and it's a stronger first five than possibly you could have with Andrew Bynum.
It's very interesting. Lakers Line brought to you in part by Custom Comfort Mattress, resting on a family tradition of over 25 years. We don't sleep well until we know you do. Visit CustomComfortMattress.com for a store near you. Mo is next in Irvine. Mo, you're on the Verizon Wireless Lakers Line. How are you?
Good, good. How you guys doing tonight?
Good, man.
Hey, man, I just wanted to talk about Ron Artest a little bit, man. A lot of people forget about Ron, Trevor Ariza was a starter until, I believe, about like March 15th last year when Luke Walton volunteered to give up his starting spot for him, if you guys recall that.
Yep.
And we criticize and critique Ron Artest's game every day, basically like Ariza was some kind of Mr. Consistent every night. We forget that this guy was a late bloomer in the season, and we think that that's the kind of season he had all year long. Ron Artest is unbelievable defender, and when he comes down to playoff time, he will take care of the big stars in the league. Carmelo Anthony, I believe, averaged like 35 points a game against the Rockets this year. I watched Ariza play against Melo. He still cannot guard him and not even get close to him. You know what I mean? So
yeah, and this is also, Mo, one of those situations where you look at Ron Artest and the expectation of what people think he should do doesn't always translate out. I mean, look, at first blush, if you just went down the board and you said 16 points tonight for Ron Artest, you wouldn't start throwing up flares all over the city of how great it was.
I believe the main reason why he gets criticized so much is he's the new guy on a championship team that won it last year. So who do you look at? Is there something problem? They're going to look at the new guy. It's just natural.
Well, and it's revision. And, Mo, it's revisionist history.
It's true, though. It's absolutely true. So one thing's different from last year's team, and that's Ron Artest.
But don't you think that people look at last year and the sort of, I don't want to say, the romanticizing that happens about how Trevor Ariza played? Look, Trevor's a great player, a great young player, and he's, you know, the upside is very strong with him. But the reality of it is, when you start to struggle, everyone goes, well, it's got to be that. It's got to be this piece. It's got to be because of this happened. Ron Artest hasn't always made the impact that you would have expect him to make this year. But when he has made an impact, he's made huge impacts on this team, like willing teams. For what was it, 5 games straight? I mean, Jared Diggler, I'm trying to think, 5 games straight that he was just playing out of his mind defensively, that basically pulled this team on his back and ran him through a stretch. That never happened with Trevor Ariza.
That was the time Kobe was out, I believe.
Yeah. I mean, that's what he possesses, that ability. And remember, Ron Artest also is in a unique spot. Ron Artest always played with the ball in his hand. He was always a primary target or the second target inside of an offense to get it. That's not the case here anymore. He's about the fourth option and sometimes even the fifth option to score with the ball in his hand. So what you're seeing now is he's understanding, well, I'm going to go out and I'm just going to shut guys down.
And I know that there's, you know, we had some callers yesterday on Lakers Zone that weren't impressed with what the Lakers have been doing so far. I know San Antonio is an older team. They didn't have Tony Parker, and Tim Duncan didn't have a great night. But still, this is an impressive win. Any way you slice it, on the road to start a long road trip against a team that's in some ways desperate. Look, they're in the playoffs. The Spurs are going to be in the playoffs, but they're desperate to regain who they were. And you know, they're desperate to kind of keep that air about them, that they're the veteran team that that ratchets things up right around this time and into the postseason. I don't know. I think that took a hit. That little armor that they had took a big hit today when the Lakers came in and beat them the way they did.
Here was one of the classic moments of tonight's game.
90 seconds remaining. Ginobili left wing spins into a double. Down the paint, slices through, kicks to Hill. Takes the three, right wing Bonner. Bonner inside and picked his pocket, did Artest. Fitting end, and Artest blowing kisses to the Laker fans behind the basket. Well, he has been a showman tonight.
He has fun, doesn't he? That's the way you're supposed to play the game, having fun the way Ron Artest does.
And Ron Artest did, as the Lakers do win tonight, 92-83. We'll step aside, come back. More phone calls to come. 877-710-ESPN. This is the Verizon Wireless Lakers line. I'm Brian Long. He's A. Martinez. We're live from the ESPN zone at LA Live on 710 ESPN Sports Radio for LA.
710 ESPN's Verizon Wireless Lakers line continues live from the ESPN zone at LA Live. Here are Brian and A.
Time for you to try your hand at the Morongo Casino Resort three-pointer. Text the word Morongo to 40705 and answer three trivia questions correctly for a shot to win a two-night stay at Morongo Casino Resort. We'll announce our next three-point champion during Lakers line. That's on March 27th. Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Enjoy progressive table games. And always remember, you get the most cash back and the best rewards at Morongo. Let us go to Jay, who is out in L.A. Jay, thanks for holding. How are you?
Hey, listen, guys. I just need a good minute. I want to. I know the game. I played for Ralph Miller, so let me tell you what I think. Ariza is very talented, but I still think we have the best player Artest. Let me tell you this. Ariza with Houston right now, I'm not going to go through every stat, is averaging 15 a game. Ron Artest last year with Houston averaged 17. The rebounds and assists are the same with Houston. With the Lakers, he's averaging two more points than Ariza did last year. He's averaging two more assists a game. Now, here's the thing. Ariza was a good off-the-ball defender, which Artest is. Artest is a better on-the-ball defender. He can play without getting fouls. Ariza last year would get a lot of fouls guarding his man. He would reach, play too close. The second thing, Artest got Houston past Portland last year, and they took the Lakers to seven games. We got the best player. And Bill, I got spit in my mouth, Plaschke doesn't know what he's talking about.
Well, I think it's his opinion about all this is really lends itself, Jay, to that discussion we were just having, 20 minutes ago. Something, what's that old song, What Here Isn't the Same, Something's Different? Well,
is that from the 30s or something?
I guess. I don't. What, do you know what I'm talking about? What two things here aren't? You're both looking at me like you've never heard this before in your life.
Well, we're young guys. That's why.
Open up a book. All right. So it is about the difference in this. What?
Sesame Street? Is that what?
I think. I thought it was like an electric company.
Oh, one of these things.
Yeah, it just doesn't belong or something. Well, that. Oh, now we know. Oh, of course, because A. Martinez sings it. Everyone knows. But I got people right around the windows now just singing away.
Like, Brian, you're a great drummer back in the day, but you were in the back for a reason. You're not a front man. You can't carry a tune, buddy.
But, you know, they did tell me don't talk. Let's go to Ron Artest with John Ireland from KCAL.
Ron, is that your best defensive game as a Laker, do you think?
Not sure, you know. I know I gave a lot of effort. The main thing was effort. You know, I'll let other people judge that, but the effort, you know, the last... You know, 10 or so games been on point. So that's what I really want to focus on because, you know, that's how I'm used to playing, with a lot of effort. That's it.
Right. But the impact you had on the game, it seemed like it was anybody's game going to the fourth quarter, and you and Powell and the defense in general took it over.
I think Powell had some good blocks. You know, he was tough today. And then the guys kept dribbling the ball around me. You know, but I think, to guys' credit, you know, not even this team, other players also, to their credit, you know, last couple of years, 3 years, I've been out of shape and I haven't been the same defender. So they probably think, you know, I'm that same guy, you know, two or three years ago, even last year or the year before that. But since I've gotten lighter, you know, and, you know, I think guys are going to be reminded that, you know, just want to be reminded, just don't juggle around me too much.
When you look at this game, it was weird because they controlled the first half and you guys took it over in the second half. What changed?
They was playing good. George played great. You know, I watched him grow up. And I remember he just shot all jump shots. I knew he had the talent to go to the NBA, but I didn't think he'd be able to go because he just shot all jump shots. He never drove to the basket freshman year, sophomore, and senior year in college. He would always shoot jumpers. Then he started to drive a little bit. They didn't really want the contact. And I always told him, drive to the basket, play some defense. And right now he's just playing like I didn't not think in a million years I would see him here. So he had a big impact on the game. And then I thought we just stayed with it. You know, we stayed with it. We trusted our system for about 38 minutes.
And they did get after it. That is courtesy of KCAL 9 and John.
38 minutes? Where did he come up with the number?
Was that how many minutes he played there?
Let's see.
He played 36, he played 36.
37 minutes, so he might have thought he played 38.
Saying, oh, look. There you go. Let's go to Ron out in Manhattan Beach. Ron, you are on the Verizon Wireless Lakers line. How are you doing?
Good, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
Kudos to the Lakers again. Great defensive effort. A lot of help off the bench with Farmar hitting 9 points. Shannon Brown with back-to-back key three-pointers to bring him back into striking distance. And great game for both Odom and for our test. And look at Kobe. He took less shots. And this is something I wanted to point out. He only took 16 field goal attempts and had a better shooting percentage, hitting 11 of them, rather than the usual 25 or 26. And I think the Lakers played extremely well. And this is the type of Laker team that I think, if the defense can do what it does and they can get good performances from their key players, they're going to be real tough to beat all the way down.
Yeah, Ron, and I think you're right about Kobe Bryant. That's a good call. I mean, he was 11 of 16 tonight, 24. Hey, you and I have talked about this a ton. You really like Kobe in that 15 to 20 area. Some days it's going to go over and he's going to 22, 25, but you really like him in that he's efficient in there, and then you're seeing other guys are getting touches. They're getting shots on the ball, and it just seems like the offense is much more fluid when he's around that area.
Yeah, but we've seen it before. It's sometimes we wonder, though, if they see it. We're watching the game. We're listening to the game, and it seems pretty clear to us, but maybe when you're on the floor, it has a different perspective, which is why they don't go back to it. That's the only thing I can think of.
All right, Izzy, Buena Park, how you doing?
Oh, hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. What a great game tonight. Shannon Brown, I would want to bring Shannon Brown up because he did tie in 63-63. Ron played great tonight. Powell didn't play. How many points did Kobe have tonight?
24.
Okay. Well, you know, this is going to be a long road trip. I know this is only the first road trip, but, you know, what Phil said today, though, that this game was very important for them to win this game, I think. So we'll see after next week. We'll see how the record is. If they can come out 5-0, I'll take it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Listen, if they can go 5-0, Izzy, I think we'll all be extremely happy about how this team is getting ready for the playoffs. I mean, they're looking right now, and Denver did lose tonight, and that certainly affects their chances of trying to catch the Lakers in the West as the Celtics laid it on top of them. But right now, they're going to win the West. I mean, unless just a catastrophic breakdown from this team. But, hey, it's really about starting to find that little thing, mold it, and you saw some of it tonight with Ron Artest.
I know everyone's been talking about 5-0 road trip, 5-0 road trip. Is that realistic, though, on this?
I said it.
Oklahoma City, Houston, New Orleans, and Atlanta, the Hawks? You think you can go into Atlanta and beat the Hawks?
I think it's very realistic if you want to send a message that, you know what, we're in playoff form now, and all this talk of, wow, it's just
an 11-game winning streak.
That would be huge. Whittier, Jay, the last call of the night. Jay, you're on the Verizon Wireless Lakers line. How you doing?
Yes, gentlemen. Good evening. Listen, I have a very good feeling about the Lakers. Their offensive prowess is unquestionable. But when they play defense the way they did today, and I want to give props to one particular gentleman, and that's Jordan Farmer. He's done very well in the sense where he stopped this one guy, Hill, who was killing us, you know, You know, I'm glad to see the Lakers have the wherewithal to play defense the way they do, because that's what's going to get us over the top.
Yeah, well, it's about defense, no doubt about it. Jay, appreciate it. When we come back, we'll get the McDonald's defensive play of the game in. He's A. Martinez, and I'm Brian Long. We're live from the ESPN Zone at LA Live on 710 ESPN Sports Radio for LA.
710 ESPN's Verizon Wireless Lakers line, live from the ESPN Zone at LA Live. 877-710-ESPN. Here are Brian Long and A. Martinez.
Kobe, is that defensively the most impressive half, and especially fourth quarter of the year?
It's certainly one of them. I mean, we did a really good job locking in and stopping all the easy baskets they got in the first half.
I keep reading all this stuff about Ron Artest, you know, maybe not being the right fit. Ron Artest isn't used to it. This is why you got Ron Artest, right, to have that kind of impact?
I mean, he's been doing it all year, really. I mean, he's, well, since he, you know, went on his diet program, he's been a lot quicker, a lot faster, more agile, and he's just been getting to every ball.
You got your points tonight, even though this was one of those rare teams, they just said, "We're going to double you. We're going to send two guys at you." How did you find your way to score with that going on?
You know, I just had to be patient. You know, I had spots out there that I noticed in the first quarter, so I knew it was going to be a tough game, so I just had to wait.
What was the difference between the first half, which seemed to be theirs, and the second half, which seemed to be yours?
Oh, we made adjustments. You know, the first half, we blew a lot of assignments. It was something that we're trying to minimize on this trip. And we left guys wide open just off of missing rotation. So, you know, we had to tighten that up second half.
How encouraged are you by the lockdown defense against a really good team on the road when you were behind?
Well, I mean, we did a good job. I mean, we've been a great defensive team all year. So, you know, that's not surprising to me. You know, but I just like to see it get even more consistent now.
That sound courtesy of KCAL 9, John Ireland, of course, part of the Kia Motors Lakers shoot-around show with Steve Mason. Lakers do win tonight 92-83, led by the defensive play of Ron Artest, who is our McDonald's defensive play of the game.
710 ESPN's Lakers line presents the McDonald's defensive play of the game. From the finest potatoes, crispy on the outside, warm and fluffy on the inside, McDonald's world-famous fries. Enjoy them with an icy cold Coke at McDonald's. I'm loving it. Now the McDonald's defensive play of the game.
Jefferson pushes 2-on-2. Right corner, Hill. Artest at the rhythm. Hill backs out and resets. Boy, hounded by Artest. Hill driving, left baseline McDice. Shot clock at 10. Left wing Mason, pump faking, spinning. Down the paint. Kicks left block. Duncan hesitates up, stripped by Artest, and he keeps possession, staying in bounds on the baseline.
What defense by Artest. He got about four guys in that possession.
Ron Artest handcuffing San Antonio defensively.
Did the job tonight, no doubt about it. 5 of 11, had 16 points, 8 rebounds tonight, 1 block shot, 5 steals, just everything you could ask for tonight for Ron Artest.
Yeah, it was a pretty perfect game and a perfect way to start this road trip. They've got some tough ones coming up right away, actually. Oklahoma City on Friday, then Houston on Saturday, the team that arguably gave the Lakers the toughest time in the postseason last year. And they got Trevor Ariza, who all of a sudden is in some kind of Twitter war with everyone involved. So that's I know Oklahoma City on Friday is going to be big with Kevin Durant, and they're looking like a great little playoff team, a young playoff team. But that Houston game all of a sudden has all this other stuff around it that should make it a lot more interesting than it really should be.
All right, Lakers win tonight, 92-83. I want to thank Jared Diglio, Julio Morati, Frank Laffarelli running the board tonight, Pablo Cabrera, also a part of the crew tonight, Mike Tosh for making an appearance down here, and for my partner, A. Martinez, I am Brian Long. I want to thank the entire crew here at the ESPN Zone. We'll be back on Friday. The Kia Motors Lakers shoot-around show begins at 3 o'clock. We'll have the halftime for you on the network, and then the post-game show, Lakers Line, directly after Friday's game in Oklahoma City. For A. Martinez, I'm Brian Long. Lakers win 92-83. Up next, Jason Smith, and all night on ESPN Radio, 710 ESPN Sports Radio for L.A.